Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended an effort to reach an infrastructure compromise with several Senate Republicans after progress stalled Tuesday. GOP complaints were focused on raising taxes to pay for the bill. Biden is now shifting his focus to a separate set of negotiations. A mystery woman in the Mexico City reporters pool Tuesday, identified as a Univision reporter, gushed all over Vice President Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. For me, it's an honor because I actually got to vote for the first time as a nationalized citizen. I voted for you.
Univision denied the woman worked for them, and turns out she was not who the White House thought she was. Video game Fortnite's newest season is here, and it brings some serious star power. For Chapter 2, Season 7, Fortnite players will get their own customizable alien, as well as Superman and Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
A new bill passed by D.C. lawmakers will help keep the United States competitive. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster the research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. The measure now moves over to the House.
A rare 18th century coin was discovered by a man in the United Kingdom while out walking his son's dog, whose name just so happens to be Lucky. Last month, Norman Atkinson, 66 years of age, stumbled on the George IV 1775 halfpenny while on a public footpath in South Downs. Went on eBay to see how much it was worth after giving it a good cleaning when he got home. Had the 250-year-old coin been in better condition, he could have sold it for around £300. That's about $425. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1856. Nearly 500 members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, often informally known as the Mormons, leave Iowa City and head west for Salt Lake City, carrying all their goods and supplies in two-wheeled handcarts. Flash, 1915. United States Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan resigns due to his concerns over President Woodrow Wilson's handling of the crisis generated by a German submarine sinking of the British passenger liner Lusitania the previous month. Flash, 1973.
Mike Allen and Clyde the Prince are both coming up to him now. The Secretary is all alone. He's out there almost a 16th of a mile away from the rest of the horses. Secretary is in a position that seems impossible to get. He's into the stretch. Secretary leads his field by 18 lengths. And now Clyde the Prince is taking second. And Mike Allen is moved back to third. They're in the stretch. Secretary has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner. Here comes Secretariat to the wire. An unbelievable
With a spectacular victory at the Belmont Stakes, Secretariat becomes the first horse in Citation in 1948 to win America's coveted Triple Crown. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Stop.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And, boy, what an incredible story that I've got to share with you. It comes from the book, On the Road Less Traveled. It's a memoir filled with human drama, wisdom, and timeless life lessons, an unlikely journey from the orphanage to the boardroom. It tells the improbable story of how Ed Hajim bounced from foster homes to orphanages in a daily struggle to survive, to living the American dream as an accomplished Wall Street executive, model family man with a great moral fiber and the means to give back to a world that seemed intent on rejecting him. Ed, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Bill.
Hey, Ed,
very nice introduction.
well, it is such a touching story, and these are stories that exist in America, and it's these stories that need to be shared. Your story needs to be heard to encourage people, because in the midst of some cultural chaos that we're dealing with, and it's not like this is the first time, and it won't be the last time, but regardless of these pressures and chaos touching points that we run into, there are success stories like yours, and I often find myself thinking, where else but in America, Ed?
Well, I'm 100% with you. In fact, as I started to write this and people started to reflect back to me, the concept is that anything's possible in this still great country, America. I mean, you really, in the United, in fact, there's more opportunity now than when I was a young man. There's there are more things to do. There are more new areas that can be investigated. There are more new ways to be successful. So I'm as bullish as I've ever been on America. It just, as you say, we've got a little period of chaos of, partisan problems and things like that. We've had it before. If you read history, this is just another one of those tanglements that democracy gets into. But I really feel that a story like mine, and it does have a lot of facets to it. It's not my fault, as I always say. I just happen to live it. I have to pass it on because it is, to some extent, the idea that anything is possible and that education is the solution to almost everything. Messages.
Well, it is your fault that you made the right choices to get out of it.
Right.
It wasn't your fault to get into it. I mean, after all, you're 3 years old. Your father abducts you. He tells you your mother's dead. Wow. I mean, at 3 years old, this, what a way to start your life.
And that's why writing has done quite a bit for me. It's taught me, it took me back there. When I was 18 years old, I decided to bury my life completely. And then someone said, a little denial never hurt it. And it was very good for me because I didn't have to deal with it. But 55 years later, when I became the chairman of the Board of Trustees, University of Rochester, both the school and my wife and children said, Ed, you have to do this. You've got to write this thing down for posterity in order to be an example. Show people that it can be done. And so I did it. It was a labor of love. It took almost 7 years and a couple of ghostwriters because things occur when you start writing. For example, ghostwriters really, to make it dramatic, they wanted me to hate my father. Mm-hmm. And I never hated my father, right. even though he abandoned me like three or four times. And mm-hmm. as I wrote the book, I realized how difficult his life was. And having dealt with other people who have lost their fortunes, you find it really causes real problems. So mm-hmm. I think writing it down was very healthy. And I recommend to people write things down and look at right. what you've written down. It really
exactly.
communicates something, not only to other people, but to yourself.
Well, there's something when you're writing down, you get into the depths of your soul in such a way that you reveal things that maybe you've hidden away.
Exactly right.
Right?
Exactly right, Bill.
Mm. Now, for you, you know, before you did this, I mean, as you say, up to 18 years old, I mean, you're probably just doing everything you can survive, and you want to be normal, but you've had a rather abnormal upbringing, so it's probably better for you just to, you know, keep a mask on and kind of stuff that away, and you didn't probably even realize how magnificent and incredible and even miraculous your life had become until your kids and your wife, you know, say, wait a minute, this is a story that must be told.
That's exactly the case, because in my first year at college, which is one of the markets I'm really after, is that first gen getting that first year in college. They don't flunk out because of their academic capability. They mm-hmm. flunk out socially and mentally. And I had a terrible first year at college. And I mean, one of the problems is you are different, but the most important thing is you feel so different. In my case, I was probably the only orphan somebody with my background. I was the only orphan at the university. I
mean, right.
The only person that had this kind of background, the only person that had to work constantly and, you know, didn't have the right clothes and didn't have the right language, didn't have the right manners. And I've got myself involved in a number of groups now that deal with these kinds of kids. And I want to communicate to them. You got to get to that first year. And after
right.
that, it isn't easy sailing. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you get through, then you're on your way.
Exactly.
And education is the answer. But
without a doubt. Yeah. Well, how did you get to college?
Well, I was very lucky. I decided when I was 15 that I was going to go to a private college. Most of the kids in the orphanage either didn't go to college or went to the local public.
You're in an orphanage and you have visions of going to college.
I you know, because it looked to me like, I mean, the things were not good. And I looked at the ticket out, and I looked, you know, I looked at the ticket out. Now, luckily, I was in a high school where about 80% of the kids went to college.
Wow, so good.
It seemed, you know, people sort of said that's the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applied to. There weren't many scholarships in those days, and I was
yeah.
convinced because I was going to get the New York State scholarships, and I didn't.
Yeah. And it wasn't like you were 7'2" and you could dunk or anything like that. So you had to do it through education.
Yeah,
right?
There were no financial assistance in those days. But I got the NROTC scholarship.
Uh-huh.
Everybody had to go into service.
Uh-huh.
And so I applied for that. Only 1,200 kids in the country got it.
Uh-huh.
And I got it. In fact, I can remember reading the letter, because in typical government fashion, the letter said, you have not been selected as an NROTC scholar. Went through about four or five paragraphs describing things. Then the last paragraph said, but you are an alternate, and your alternate number is high enough that you will get the scholarship.
I could say, you know,
I read that letter about 12 times because it was my ticket out. You know?
Wow. Yeah, don't you love the government, the way they have to put things? I mean, here they are. They kind of rip your heart out, and then they go, oh, you're going to love me because I'm going to put your heart back in. There is good news after all.
Good news after all. Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got to college, because they paid books and tuition and $50 a month, and you had to spend 3 years in the Navy when you left.
Mm-hmm.
And if you flunked out, you became an enlisted man for 3 years. So it was a cliff. You had to make it through.
And so you were going to come out 3 years later and be a commissioned officer?
That's right. Oh yeah, you spent one day. You had one course a semester, and you also spent you wear a uniform once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And every summer you spent almost the entire summer at sea, each summer a little bit different. And then
mm-hmm.
when you got out, you were commissioned as an ensign in the United States Navy. And it was a great experience. I got a chemical engineering degree and an ensign, gold bars on my shoulder, you know,
wow.
in June of 1958. It was quite an experience. And, you know, it was a wonderful experience. But I wanted to go to Cornell. But
mm-hmm.
Cornell said, if you're an ROTC scholarship, it takes 5 years. And Rochester said, well, we'll get you through in four. And I didn't realize that meant taking 8 o'clock class 6 6 days a week and being in a laboratory every afternoon. And also one summer while I had a couple weeks off, I had to take courses to catch up. But we got through. So
like my
being a chemical engineer and an ROTC student, the rest of life was easy.
Like my dad says, you have to always read the small print, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly right.
Well, this is a great story, and we've got more to hear from Ed on the other side of the break. On the Road Less Traveled, the title of his new book. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking about a brand new book, On the Road Less Traveled, an unlikely journey from the orphanage to the boardroom. Ed Hajim is with us. What an incredible story. You know, this as a young man, 3 years old, he's kidnapped by his dad. From St. Louis, ends up in California. His dad says, hey, your mom's dead. And, you know, and then from there, it was a turbulent life, as you can imagine, because he ends up in foster home. I mean, how many different foster homes did you end up in?
Well, we ended up in 5 different foster homes between the beginning of the Second World War and the end of the Second World War.
Okay, and this would have been ages what?
About 5 through 10.
So 2 years after you're with your dad, then
My father either got drafted or volunteered to go into the Merchant Marine. He's a radio officer on a merchant ship.
And oh, wow, okay.
He got a commission in the Merchant Marines for the Second World War and left right away. And
Did he stay in touch with you?
Got me into a foster home.
Uh-huh. Did he stay in touch with you at all during this period of time?
No, he wrote constantly, letters. In fact, I saved all the letters he ever wrote me. He wrote me regularly, but it was 4.5 years of separation.
Wow.
Because he was transferred from the Pacific to the Atlantic, so we didn't see each other. But the letters kept coming, occasionally telegrams and so forth, and every once in a while a little bit of money, but it was a difficult period.
Yeah, but in spite of all this, you grew up, you know, loving your father, respecting him, you know, and to this day, I mean, he's your father. He always will be, right?
Well, he was the only thing that I had. I mean, I didn't have a mother. I just had a father, and he was the only person. And he also sent them in his letters with constant message was always, "You're terrific. You're great." It was unconditional love. And even though we were separated, then you'll see in the book that I was abandoned 3 times, and finally. At age 15, he completely abandoned me, and I became a ward of the state in New York when I was on the East Coast. Now I was in an orphanage. But, you know, when I went back and looked at what happened to him, you know, you got to let him off the hook. You know, given the fact that I've dealt with people who have lost everything. He lost everything between two. First of all, he had nothing. He achieved enormous wealth in 29, lost everything between 29 and 33. And
so he experienced the crash that everybody did, right?
Exactly. Yeah, everybody did. And then at age in 1933, had nothing left. And that leaves big scars. So you have to let people off the hook a little bit.
Yeah. Well, without a doubt, understood. But during this process, you know, what you shared with me, and I want all the young people in our audience or parents of young people to pass this on, and you said, do not be a victim.
Don't be a victim. You have a certain amount of energy to use every day. And if something goes wrong, instead of worrying about what's going wrong, use that energy to try to figure out what's next. No matter what it might be, the negative energy, I'm a victim, woe is me, so-and-so has not treated me correctly, doesn't do you any good. Figuring out what to do next and when to go. And also, you know, I would say, what was the hardest thing ever happening in my life? Well, you know, growing up in 5 foster homes and 2 orphanages and a hotel room and the Sloan's YMCA in New York City and so forth may have been terrible, but spending 7 years at Lehman Brothers and doing almost everything right, you'll read in the book. I mean, I really did a good job. Mm. And basically, because I got crossways with my boss, he basically pushed me out. It was the best thing that ever happened to me because I went from there to a firm where I was the chairman and CEO, and I spent 20 wonderful years running the company. So if I would have spent the energy being irritated with my boss and pissed off at him.
Exactly.
And, you know, that energy, I used the positive energy. What's next? And I said to myself, you know, I've made enough money. I really want to work on a company which is mine. Now, rather than going to work for a great big company, I went for work for a small company. Mm-hmm. And we built it over 20 years, and it was a joy. It was a great experience. Mm-hmm.
And during this time and pressure, you have a young family, right?
Yeah, I have a young family. Oh, no, the Lehman Brothers, in the book I said, you know, I couldn't just throw my hands up and say, well, that's okay. I had a wife, 3 children, a house in Greenwich. They're all in private school at the time. So, you know, it was, you know, I had to make the next step. But using the energy to find the right place, and I did, you know, I was able to do that. But if you use the energy in the other direction, you know, I could have taken this fellow on who was at Lehman Brothers. I could have gone to the press and said, you've been treated incorrectly. Because even in the book, some of my partners in later life said what he did was crazy, taking Hayden out of his job. But,
right.
You know, I said, okay, now onward, what's next? And that,
exactly.
That's really what really changes your life if you do use the energy in the right direction.
No, that you're exactly right, and it's again it reaffirms what experience teaches us if we're open to take advantage of these lessons that come our way and let them advance us and not tear us down.
Yeah, exactly right. And I failed early in my life. You'll see that in the book also. And I think early failure is a gift.
Right.
To really learn a lot from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was a really gift to me because I learned, first of all, that I couldn't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
I found that there are different parts of a job that if I did them, it wasn't good for the other part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to manage a fund, I tried to manage the company, and I tried to market at the same time. And that was a huge mistake, and I failed.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great experience. So,
yeah.
And even there, I could have said it was their fault. And in the book, you'll see in many respects, it was my parents' company fault that they did something to me and to my company they shouldn't have done. But, you know, I kept that energy. What's next? And turns out I met a fellow at a wedding who happened to be the CEO of a major brokerage firm. He said, come and work for me. And off I went and on to the next step. Well, I guess what reason was I wrote this book, I had so many of these kinds of experiences that I really wanted to pass it on to people. Now, if you can help at my stage of life, you can help a few people get over some of the bumps, you know, and make life a little easier. I think you really accomplished something. And I'm
really?
With the first gen kids that have sort of my background, it really is, you know, you might want to call it an inspiration, but also just a pathway. So this is how it's done, and it can
exactly.
be done.
I mean, and what you did and what you discovered were time-tested principles, you know, through the ages. I mean, no big secret, you know. You work honestly, you work hard, you know, the dividend will be there. Meritocracy still is the order of the day in this country, and it may not be at that particular job, and you may feel like you're getting short-sheeted here, but look at what's next. I love this. What's next? We're going to have a shirt printed up. Says, what's next?
Bill, you know, yeah. and you know, when I left Lehman Brothers, I was, you know, at the top of my game, but I turned in the finest dining room on Wall Street. My office overlooked the entire harbor. In fact, I had two offices, one looking up the river and one looking over the whole harbor. I gave that up for an office that overlooked another building, a brick building. My dining room was a conference room with two hot plates. And, you know, in the old days, I'd ring a little bell and a guy would come in with my iced tea. And when I went to the new firm, the little bell went off and I got up and got my own iced tea.
Well, like I tell my kids, Ed, it's experience that defines preference.
Oh, boy, absolutely.
And after you've gone through all that, when you think about when were you happiest, you know, tell our audience about that. We've got about a minute and a half left.
When I'm happy, this basically, you know, your family is the most important thing. When your family does well, and that makes you the happiest. But in work, it's finding something where you find your passion. And my passion was helping people do better than they thought they could. Nothing got me a greater kick than watching someone do better than they thought they could. It's like a coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
I was never really a boss. I was a coach. And watching people, and then I developed the concept of trying to, you know, never take the credit. Even, you know, just, you know, deflect credit.
Right.
And it really works. But those two, that combination made me very happy. And I did it with my children as well. And I find that was maybe the happiest. And I guess I'm almost happiest right now doing what I'm doing, because I'm getting letters back from people saying to me, your book has really helped me. And
yes.
That really is that's a culmination. You know, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm going to turn 85 next month. You know,
wow.
Getting
you still,
back is...
You sound like a young man, Ed. Well, 85 can still be young. It's all relative, isn't it?
It's all relative. Well, Clint Eastwood said, don't let the old man in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you just got, you like my 92-year-old retired teacher friend says, she's got a case of the OLD. And but she doesn't let that case, you know, wear her out and take her out. It's just, hey, you know, it's just an ache and a pain, and we move on, right? Because what do we ask, Ed? We ask what's next, right?
Right.
Exactly. Ed Haysham, his book, On the Road Less Traveled, linked on our website, along with this interview, by the way, that you can share with friends and neighbors. Maybe your sons and daughters would be greatly inspired by Ed's incredible story, an unlikely journey from the orphanage to the boardroom. Ed, thank you for being with us. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Enter the finance lender law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended an effort to reach an infrastructure compromise with several Senate Republicans after progress stalled Tuesday. GOP complaints were focused on raising taxes to pay for the bill. Biden is now shifting his focus to a separate set of negotiations. A mystery woman in the Mexico City reporters pool Tuesday, identified as a Univision reporter, gushed all over Vice President Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. For me, it's an honor because I actually got to vote for the first time as a nationalized citizen, and I voted for you.
Univision denied the woman worked for them, and turns out she was not who the White House thought she was. Video game Fortnite's newest season is here, and it brings some serious star power. For Chapter 2, Season 7, Fortnite players will get their own customizable alien, as well as Superman and Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. We've got Lou Euler with us. Yes, the nationally recognized expert on tax limitation and, boy, tax and spend and budgetary issues. Do we need that right now? I mean, the Democrats, Lou, are spending us into oblivion. It's like whatever they can't pass into law, even though they've got the House in full control, maybe a thin margin, but nonetheless, Nancy Pelosi has got the Democrats and the caucus right where she wants them, and the Republicans, all they are on the outside still looking in. The Senate, we're you know, head-to-head, and thank God for, you know, Joe Manchin and the senator from Arizona, who is kind of holding back, that even, you know, the president of the United States was complaining about, because he's bound and determined to, you know, spend this country into oblivion, especially with his latest proposal of $6 trillion. I mean, where is this money coming from, Lou?
Well, it's going to come from taxes and from borrowing and from spinning a web that we haven't seen before. This is $2 trillion more than before COVID, and will just wreck the nation over time. Mm-hmm. It'll be 25% of the gross domestic product, the highest we've ever seen. And what they're doing is they're using the COVID fallout as the justification or excuse for for the expansion. But if you look at the details of the spending, it is to bail out the blue states
exactly.
That have overspent and their unions have gone crazy, and of course the failure to enforce the law and all the rest is costing that much more money now. The burden at the border continues apace. Mm-hmm. It is really disgraceful, and the worst part is the $6 trillion proposal, and it was made, of course, over a holiday weekend when most people weren't paying attention, and that's what they like to do is use quiet time to pass bad stuff.
Yeah, as if the media wouldn't give them cover anyway. By the way, the senator from Arizona I was referring to was Kyrsten Sinema, of course, and she and Joe Manchin are saving the cause for the American people. They're not totally ideologically fixed. They see what these budgets and, you know, this reckless spending is going to do for generations. And, it's like, what is going to be left, Lou, when next management comes in? And there's nothing left. I mean, it kind of reminds me of what happened in California when they had the last recall when, Schwarzenegger became the governor. Schwarzenegger was all that in a bag of chips talking all what kind of have you until they broke down the economic facts for him and saying, you know, look at about 85% of the state's budget is codified. It's already mandated. There's nothing you can do with it. So all you're going to manage is about 15%. There was something like that. It was a small number, you know, by comparison. And I think it was quite the wake-up call for Schwarzenegger, and he realized that he had to, you know, try to see if he could reverse it. Well, there's no way. I mean, these Democrats, they had fought hard. They worked for all this. They had the state of California right where they wanted them, and it didn't matter who was going to be governor. Okay, so you got rid of the other one. Now you're the governor, and it doesn't matter how much fun you make of me, how, you know, you want to call me names and all that. We got you, babe. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's right. And with all of this, our defense is getting cut, or its reduction,
yes,
or its increase is much smaller than the domestic programs. And so this is one reason why Hamas figured it was a good time to fire rockets into Israel. And you see the chaos that is happening around the world. The Wuhan laboratory problem that we confront. So what we're seeing is a deficit of leadership in this Biden administration, and it's a repeat of the Barack Biden spending patterns.
Mm-hmm.
When they got done, they were increasing the rate of growth of our nation at 1.6% per year instead of 4 or 5%. That Reagan was producing.
Right.
And when you're doing that, it takes over 60 years to double the size of the economy, whereas at 4%, it takes about 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the wealth is created for average families across our nation, is the rate of economic growth. And this kind of spending prohibits and inhibits that economic growth.
Well, that's all they have the capacity for. It, you know, less than 2%. We were told emphatically when Barack Obama left office that they had projected less than 2% growth, and they thought that Donald Trump was an idiot to think that he could do any better. And, of course, in short order, he proved them quite wrong, much to their embarrassment. If they have any, I don't even know if they have embarrassment, if they even understand what embarrassment is, because they just...
No.
They can't admit to it. But all this stuff, Lou, like you said, the spending that is taking place is on the backs of our great grandkids, and it leaves us little room for options. I mean, already militarily, the Chinese are taking full advantage, and they're going to take over the higher ground. I mean, they're sending, you know, they're sending ships up into outer space so that they can get control of space. And, you know, where's the United States on this? I mean, Joe Biden wants to, you know, cut this back. In a sense, you know, you talk about what Barack Obama did. Well, let's go back and talk about what Bill Clinton did. Part of the way that he was able to bring the budget into measure and look so good was he cut back so severely on the military so that when George Bush takes over as president and we go to war, we've got our own men and women over there sending letters back home saying, hey, Mom, Dad, go to Home Depot and send us some sheet metal. Send you sheet metal. Yeah. What do you need sheet metal for? Well, we have to reinforce the Humvees. What do you mean you have to? Well, because they're so thin and because of these IEDs, they're blowing up the cars, and we need to have something underneath to deflect the explosion. You've got to be kidding me. We've got our men and women going ill-equipped all because of Democratic policy and to play with a budget in such a way that's so irresponsible that we leave the military, you know, buck naked out there in combat.
Yes, and, you know, we go back just a few years when Newt Gingrich was elected speaker back in the second term of
Bill Clinton. Yeah.
Why he was able to produce and force two or three years of balanced budgets just by some a show of fiscal discipline. And so we know it's possible. We know it can be done. It's been done recently. And that's the that's what we need to do. That's where Trump was headed toward balanced budget. And, you know, they keep complaining that they're going to increase taxes on corporations and high dollar people. Well, corporate taxes are just shared by workers in lower pay and the customers in higher prices and the owners in reduced returns. So that is just nonsensical. They don't understand economics. That's the problem with the Biden team.
Well, they don't understand economics, and they're ignoring, flat out ignoring the empirical evidence and tradition. As you say, these corporations, the way they operate, you know, they're going to get a, it's always been this way. I mean, it always goes down, and the very people that you think you're helping are the very ones you end up hurting with an increase in fuel costs or, you know, commodities and that sort of thing, groceries. I mean, this is why people in dealing with, you know, the current flood of and realization of inflation right now, Lou.
No, that's right. And you know, they have accepted as a gospel this global warming nonsense that has no proof, and they're predicating a trillions of dollars of expenditure into the electric cars and electric windmills and all the rest, which just recently was proven in the Texas crisis, the coal crisis there, that it's just unreliable.
Lou Euler, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Thank you, Lou. Take care, buddy.
Been our pleasure. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I find it's always the lie that is loudest. I know the one with the power is never the one who is shouting, shouting. I lean in, I know that I need to listen to all of the thunder you whisper. Even in doubt, you are with me, with me. Like a love song that I've always known, your word hits me deep inside my soul. When you speak,
taste here of Jeremy Camp's just released single, When You Speak. Gives us a little preview for his upcoming album. The Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter returns with his brand-new single, and he joins us now to talk about it and everything else that is in Jeremy Camp's life. Jeremy, how you doing, buddy? Good to be talking to you again.
I like Jerry Camp. Jerry Camp is good.
You like Jerry? No, you don't. Come on. It's a bad slip, and you're trying to be so kind here, you know, but this is what happens sometimes when you say so much after 3 hours. Sometimes it just doesn't come out. I know that's never happened to you, so you can't relate, but trust me. But thank you. Thank you for pointing it out and putting your grace on that moment. That was so needed. So how you been?
Talking to you, buddy. Good.
Hey, always good. Always good. Hey, I'm excited about this new album coming up and this single, When You Speak. Oh, my goodness. I mean, right off the bat, it grabs a hold of your, I'd say the totality of your being, because, again, you know, what I so appreciate about the depth of your writing, it's almost like you're in the throne room of God, and you and God say, okay, let's write a song.
That's exactly what it feels like. I mean, this song in particular, every song for me, is one of those where we always, you know, I go in going, I don't want to try to write some kind of
radio song. I'm not trying to write a song that's like, ooh, that's going to sound good for this. It literally is saying, God, what do you want me to say? And this is such an amazing kind of start to the album, because when I was going through, and, you know, we're still kind of going through the pandemic, but when it first started, my whole thought was, God, I just can't wait to get through this. I want to get through this. Like, please just get through this. You know, there's everything that, you know, we all worked toward got canceled and all this kind of stuff. And it was just, you know, a movie got canceled, tour got canceled, and I just was bumming out. And God spoke to me, Bill, it was really clearly. And he said, Jeremy, I want to get through to you during this. And it was like, okay. And it kind of, it made me kind of shift my mindset and say, okay, God, what do you want to teach me during this? And all these things just came in and flooded in, and these songs flooded in. And this song in particular was one of those ones which is saying, man, when I was battling with just all these lies and fears and different things and worries, it was like, those are the enemy. And, you know, I know the one with the power, that song says, is never the one who is shouting, because God is the one with the power. He didn't have to shout. It's just he had the power. And and when he speaks, he breaks those barriers and those walls, and he heals and restores and redeems. And that's the God that we serve. So.
Amen. Amen. And two powerful statements there. Number one, because I was like you, I'm going, okay, God, what are you teaching us? What do we need? I mean, this is kind of a Selah moment. I mean, a real Selah moment. Our lives have stopped. You know, we're not going to the office anymore. Things turned upside down. What is it that you're saying to us about this? And it was interesting because in part, I thought about the, you know, the prophets of Baal. Which in this case, in the modern era, is represented by the scientists, right? They're all these prophets, and they've got all this determination and idea of what's going on. And then God says, okay, fine. Hey, we'll let you do your thing. You know, go out there and now they're being exposed. And, you know, and all we had to do was to be still and let God, right?
Amen. I think that's the whole thing, understanding just the nature of who God is. And God is a God who literally just wants us to draw closer to him. He's drawing mankind towards him. And if we just let that happen, the things that we can learn during these times, because trials and tribulations, I mean, Jesus said in, you know, John 16:33, I said these things to you that you'll have peace. In this world, you will face trials. So it's understanding that we're going to face trials and tribulations. But he says, take heart, I've overcome the world. And I think that's the understanding of going this whole trial and tribulation of going, hey, you're going to have hardships, you're going to have trials, but I've conquered sin and death. I've conquered the enemy, and you can trust me. And I think that's the whole, I think the statement of the year, you can trust me, guys.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, exactly. And I got to tell you, I just went through that crisis here recently where I it had to be brought to my attention that my trust was in people. It was in the wrong things, Jeremy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But I'm telling you, the weight of an 800,000-pound gorilla was lifted off my chest that moment that I could hear the voice of God saying, trust me.
Yes.
I'm going, oh, yeah. It was like one of those V8 moments, right? I should have had a V8.
You finally said that. It's like, oh, there
exactly. It's like, what an idiot.
it's honestly that you just said it perfectly. It's like, wait a second. When you find this, when God speaks to your heart and it says, just be calm, settle down, be still, and trust me, it's just, it is. It's like a weight. Like, we carry that weight because we're putting things on ourselves that aren't from the Lord at all. Mm-hmm. And God's like, man, no, this is not what I have for you. I have so many things that are so much better for you. And so, and my family too, like, we thrived during this.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
We had Bible studies, we had times of worship, we had so many discussions of just, you know, but real hard discussions, and it was amazing. And I feel like we've all thrived through this. It wasn't easy, but we thrived.
Yeah, when you think about it, could you have had those moments when you were on nonstop touring?
Oh, not at all. That was the biggest thing to do. I almost feel like with this whole year, and, you know, we had that movie that came out, and that was kind of like, okay, well, that passed by, and then touring was canceled. Okay, well, what do we do now? And, you know, I think there's so many things that benefited from this. You know, if things would have kind of taken off and I would have done that, I realized during this time that there's a lot of healing that I still needed to take place in my heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always have things, issues that we have to deal with, but healing, I think, from past stuff and different things that I don't think, even with, you know, Melissa, you know, my first wife that went to be with the Lord, I think there was stuff from there that going to the movie, I realized, like, okay, I still have some trust issues. I still have things that I need to deal with, and I was able to deal with them. And from that, the healing with my family, I think, with, you know, honestly, just even writing the songs that came out of this time. Like I said, that scratched the surface, that song, because I'm going, I want to introduce you to kind of the start of what happened during this, you know, pandemic and writing. And,
right, exactly.
Come along with me in the journey. That's what it is. Come along with me in the journey.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, I Still Believe, which just touched so many hearts, not only here in America, around the world, as you know. People so related to what was going on. And you just talked about, you know, Melissa and trust issues and this sort of thing. Gosh, I thought about this many times, you know, for you, Jeremy, that, you know, having gone through that experience and now, you know, you're married, God has blessed you with Adrian and the family and everything like that. I would be so overly protected over Adrian. Is that fair? Am I being a knucklehead by saying that, or is that fair?
Not even at all. That's exactly what it is, because you do. You get protective in every aspect of just being like, oh, okay, like, I don't want anything to happen to her, or, you know, how's her heart, you know, which that's always good. You want to protect her. I'm just saying that you always have these, you know, these thoughts of, even with my kids, it's interesting because I had thoughts with my kids, like, okay, really overprotective, because then sometimes you go, okay, maybe the Lord wouldn't allow my wife to pass again, but maybe my kids something. I mean, I know it sounds so, but those are the attacks that I had, like the lies and attacks that I had, but I had to face, I had to deal with. And like you said, when God said, do you trust me? Like, just trust me. Yeah. And that's when those weights started lifting. And so I think it's just reality of people assessing. It's like David said, he goes, search my heart and try me and see if there'd be any wicked ways in me, or just kind of just search me, God. And know me, because a lot of times we don't even know what's going on until we do stop and allow God to search our hearts. And I think that if people allow that to happen during this time, I guarantee there is immense growth in so many people's hearts.
Well, you know, God promises His peace for us, and it is constantly, as my good friend Jonathan Kahn shared with me, in the Jewish culture, it is God's pursuit of peace for you. And when you think about this, you know, it's like what you want for a kid, what we want for our kids. We want, you know, God's peace to be on our kids, and we're constantly praying that upon them. And God is pursuing us with His peace. And in those moments when, you know, we lose His peace and we find ourselves getting chaotic, that should be the reminder that, you know, we need to pause for a moment. Let's reconnect with God's peace, right?
Amen. Well, you're right. And like I said, it's the, you know, when the lies are the loudest. And God's not a God of confusion. You know,
that's right.
So it's like, I think that's where, when we kind of step and listen to that song, even says, you know, like a love song that I've always heard, your word hidden beside my soul. It's it's this thing. Oh yeah, I know that voice. I know.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And it brings peace and hits your soul. And you're just going, yeah, when you speak, you know, I'm found with I hear peace be still, you know, and the winds and the waves bow to your will, and you drown my fears in love so real when you speak. And it's like, that's the whole essence of just going, okay, God, and when we listen to your voice, that's what happens.
Well, Jeremy, congratulations on this single, which gives us a great preview into this album that we cannot wait to get our hands on. When You Speak, and the powerful lyrics once again, and, you know, your interpretation of the lyric. I mean, you know, for a time such as this, God has brought all your talent together to bless the body of Christ. And I cannot thank you enough, you know, for being a willing servant to the body.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you so much. You as well, man.
Okay, you got it. Jeremy Camp, the Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, he's done it again with this new single, and we'll go out with it, When You Speak, now available.
It's a holy melody set in heaven's perfect key. Redemption's frequency healing me, healing me. It's the Father whispering mercy over every need, breaking through and breaking free, healing me, it's healing me. When You Speak.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay
is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the